Numbers 11:18, you shall eat. I want to talk to you about building your faith to supernaturally receive food from the Lord. In the book of Numbers chapter 11, we see the people complaining about not having enough food. Despite their complaints, the Lord shows up for them miraculously. Let's look at a number of verses together. In verse 5, the people are complaining, saying, "We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic." The Israelites are disillusioned at this point. They are beginning to believe the lie that everything was great for them in Egypt. Well, we know from the book of Exodus that everything was not great for them in Egypt. Despite their murmuring and complaining, let's hear what the Lord says to them in verse 18. God says to Moses, "Then you shall say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, Who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat.'" Moses then questions God in verse 22, saying, "Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them, to provide enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them, to provide enough for them?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not." Verse 31, "Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea, and left them fluttering near the camp." Verse 32, "And the people stayed up all that day, all night, and all the next day, and gathered the quail." This is a great story of the Lord supernaturally providing food for the Israelites. We are told in Numbers chapter 11, verse 21, that there were 600,000 men. That doesn't include the women and the children. God supernaturally provided bread from heaven and quail to feed over easily 1 million people. Now I say all of that to say this. We might need to start building our faith so that we can start preparing to receive supernatural food provisions from the Lord. I am not a doomsday preacher, but there may come a day that we have to receive a miracle from the Lord in order to eat food or drink water. I want to stretch you a little here in your theology, but why don't you start calling in quail so that you can eat them? After all, we have dominion over the animals. You can check out Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Let's keep going with this. I would also encourage you to start speaking to rocks. I'm serious. God likes rocks. Please turn with me to the book of Numbers chapter 20. In this chapter, the Israelites are complaining and whining about not having anything to drink. In verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals.'" Moses was instructed to speak to a rock, and water would come forth out of that rock. If God did it for Moses and the Israelites, He can do it for you and I too. While on the subject of rocks, you may need to speak to rocks and turn them into bread. We see the possibility of this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, when Satan was tempting Jesus in the wilderness. The Bible says, "Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.'" Satan really gives us an insight into the supernatural. He wouldn't have tempted Jesus to do that if Jesus was unable to do that. If Jesus could potentially change stones into bread, then so can we. Because according to John chapter 14, verse 12, you and I are called to do greater works than Jesus did. In conclusion, in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I personally believe that God is longing to repeat the miracles found throughout scriptures for us today. As the Lord said to Moses in Numbers 11:23, Has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, I am choosing to position myself to receive your miracles. Please release them in my life. I honor you and thank you for your grace. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.